Hi, my name is Nikhil Joglaker. I'm a program manager on the Visual Studio team, and I'm here to talk about the Snapshot Debugger, a new tool that we've built from the ground up to be intended to use to debug production services running in Azure. Now, diagnosing issues that happen in production can be a really challenging problem. You might have frustrations getting the logs and the right data to get to the root cause of a problem. In a bit, I'll talk about how the Snapshot Debugger can help you get new data from your application when the logs or the data you have might not be sufficient. Now, production issues can often be caused by the vast scale of your application. The scale of your app is vastly different from a local environment, and this might be something that causes issues as your app continues to scale upward. And when you're in production, acquiring the right tools to get to the root cause of your issue is something that you almost never want to do when an issue itself is happening. The tools I'm going to be speaking about are built into Visual Studio and Azure, and make sure you have the right tools where you need them. Now, the Snapshot Debugger is something that we've built that essentially allows you to use the full fidelity of the Visual Studio debugger in production. The big difference is that the Snapshot Debugger does not halt or affect your application very much at all. The Snapshot Debugger supports your applications even if they're running at a cloud scale, and it's secure by role-based access control to make sure only people who are authorized to use this tool are enabled to use it. We've done a lot of work to ensure the Snapshot Debugger is optimized for production, and we intend for you to use it in your production environment as is. That's without redeployment, without making code changes, or things like that. So without further ado, I'll jump into the demo. For this demo, I have the Visitors application, which is an ASP.NET application that I've published to Azure App Services. On this application, I noticed that if I try to load up the full details of a visitor, I actually don't get the picture. Now, this wasn't happening in my local environment, and I, as a developer who developed this, feel like everything should work in production if I did locally. I'm going to take a look at what's going on here and see if I can get to the root cause of why this isn't working in production. To do this, I'm going to come into Visual Studio, find the same app service that's running my app, right-click it, and attach the Snapshot Debugger. This will attach the Snapshot Debugger up onto my app service and put me in a mode that lets me debug my live production service. In this mode, I can go to lines that I am interested in and place these things called snap points. Snap points are like breakpoints in that they let me inspect what's going on in my app at that particular line, but the big difference is when they're hit, the application does not stop. Instead, we take a snapshot of what's going on and show it to you so you can see what's going on. So I have these snap points set in various parts of my code that I'm interested in, and I'm going to turn them on with the Start Collection button. Now, when that code path runs in my production service, I see that Visual Studio has captured a couple of snapshots when the lines of code that I were interested in have run. I can double-click them, and Visual Studio will put me straight in a debug mode at that line of code. Now, it's important to keep in mind that while I'm debugging it, the app itself is still up and running. There's almost no impact that I can see in the app. Meanwhile, in Visual Studio, I have my call stack, I have my autos, I have my local variables, and in my locals, I can see that the picture that I was trying to load has actually come back as an empty byte array. Now, it looks like this getPictureFromDisk method is incriminating, so I actually have a snapshot in that method itself that I'm going to peek into. I'm going to double-click this snapshot to get to that particular line of code. And when I do, I can see that the path that it's trying to load pictures from is actually a local directory. Now, this works fine on my local machine, but in production, the local paths don't necessarily mean the same thing. The right way to do this is to, instead of loading from a local disk, I should be loading from a blob store. And that's something that I can now put in a ticket to make that kind of fix and get it up into my production server. Now, another feature of the snapshot debugger is instead of taking snapshot at lines of code I'm interested in, I can also add additional log statement. So right now, instead of taking a snapshot at the tube locations that I have, instead, I'm going to come to line 49, which is the catch when my load picture fails. I'm going to come into the settings for the snapshot, and instead of capturing a snapshot, what I can do is I can take the action to create a log message. In this log message, I'm going to simply say that loading picture failed, and turn that on with the update collection button. This will add a new log message to my app that when that particular line of code gets run, these log messages get created and streamed down back into Visual Studio for me to see. These log messages can go to two places. They can go straight back to Visual Studio, or I can also send them to my application's logging to view them in Application Insights or any other logging tool that I might be using. Now, Visual Studio is one way to capture snapshot at particular lines you're interested in. This feature can also be used with Application Insights. If you do have Application Insights added to your application, Application Insights will automatically start capturing details about exceptions that are happening in your production environment. For particularly bad exceptions, we will capture a debug snapshot. This debug snapshot contains the full state of your application when that particular exception had happened. And not only can you see this in the Azure portal, but you can download the snapshot and open it in Visual Studio. I do have one of these snapshots already downloaded, so I'm going to flip into Visual Studio and open it up. And when I open up this snapshot and hit the debug button, I'll just give it a second here to process. It puts me right in the line of code where that particular exception had happened and allows me to get the full fidelity of the Visual Studio debugger to see my locals, my call stack, and the entire details of the app when this problem had happened. So in a nutshell, the snapshot debugger has allowed me to debug my application a lot like I would locally and allowed me to get more details about what's going on in my app in my production environment without having to dig through logs, without having to try to figure out what was going on in a roundabout way. In recap, the snapshot debugger is a tool that can really help you get to the root cause of your issues. Right now, it is available for Visual Studio Enterprise, and it can get better when you have Application Insights in your app. It's supported for ASP.NET 4.6.1 or ASP.NET Core 2.0 plus applications, right now running on Azure App Services. You can get started with the snapshot debugger today. You can get instructions on how to install the latest Visual Studio 2017 preview at akka.ms/snappoint. If you want to keep up to date with our team and some of the work we're doing in the Azure diagnostics space, you can go to akka.ms/snapsurvey, and we'll keep in touch with you. Thanks for watching. It's been a pleasure to speak with you.